It's time for the Twin Sioux's only local, regional, and national sports show. It's time for The Game on ESPN 1400. For the next 2 hours, we'll get an in-depth look at local sports in the Eastern Upper Peninsula and Algoma region, and hear from the coaches and players involved in the game. We'll also analyze the college and pro sports scene across the region and dive into the biggest national stories. Now, let's get to The Game and join your host, Scott Nason.
Greetings and salutations, and welcome to The Game, sponsored by ESPN 1400, also online at thegamesportshow.com and thegamesportshow.podbean.com. Scott Nason with you on this Tuesday night, March 31st, 2020, a special edition of The Game as we are still keeping our social distancing for the near term, and well, might be quite a while, as the state is experiencing a stay home, stay safe measure, which is through April 13th. However, this past week, the president has suggested social distancing until the end of April. So we might be doing these podcasts from our secure bunkers for a long time. And we wish everyone the best of health during this pandemic that is sweeping not just the United States, but Canada and the entire world. But we're still going to be here talking about sports, although the sports have really slowed down to basically nothing. But we still have some sports news to talk about. We'll be joined in the next segment by Butch Davis from Butch on Sports in the Metro Detroit region. Just the two of us tonight, this hour-long edition of The Game. We had three shows last week, all you can find at the website, thegamesportshow.com, or the podcast page, thegamesportshow.podbean.com. We do have some local sports to talk about. We mentioned this on our last edition of The Game with Dave McKeag last Thursday, but the Sioux Greyhounds were scheduled to do a bid for the 2021 Memorial Cup, however, that April 14th formal bid presentation has been postponed indefinitely due to the coronavirus pandemic. Both the Hounds and Oshawa Generals, finalists to play host to the 103rd Memorial Cup, were scheduled to make presentations to the Site Selection Committee in Toronto in April. However, because the Memorial Cup was not played this year, it really leaves next year's Memorial Cup in doubt as if they're going to give it to the Ontario Hockey League or they're going to give it to Kelowna, British Columbia, who was scheduled to host the Memorial Cup for this season in May. That has been postponed. So we're just going to have to wait and see what happens there. Much like all the sports, not just locally, but regionally and nationally, there's just big question marks right now as to, one, when the games will resume, and two, what's going to happen with the seasons that are already going on that have been suspended or postponed, and what's going to happen with the seasons upcoming. So we'll keep you up to date here on The Game, not just of the local, but also the regional and national news as well. Well, there will be some Ontario Hockey League priority selection drafts scheduled for April 4th, which is this upcoming weekend, if you can believe that. The North Bay Battalion will select first in the draft, while the Sioux Greyhounds will select fourth. And so the Greyhounds obviously looking to pick up some players to help them throughout the 2020-2021 campaign. The draft will begin on Saturday at 9 a.m. General Manager Kyle Raftus for the Sioux Greyhounds hasn't really said as far as who the team will pick with the fourth overall selection. The Hounds do have their rating system. They didn't want to get into names according to media reports, but Adam Fantilli, a Toronto native, is the top-rated player. However, he's committed to play for the Chicago Steel of the United States Hockey League next season, and the North Bay Battalion, again, hold the first pick. So obviously the Hounds won't be able to get Mr. Santilli. So the Hounds do have that first-round pick at number four. They don't have a second-round selection, although Kyle Raftus has said he wouldn't attempt to trade his way into the second round. The Hounds do have a third-round pick at number 44 overall, And so big weekend for the Sioux Greyhounds' future. If they want to host a Memorial Cup, they'll certainly want to get a very good player drafted in this weekend's selection draft. Laker hockey, they did announce their team awards. Of course, this usually is done in front of a bunch of people with a lot of hoopla. That was not the case. They just released a press release, and junior forward Chase Gamlin was named recipient of the Gay Blade Award, which is awarded to the athlete who brings laughs, personality, and humor to the locker room. Gamlin finished the season with a goal and two assists in 29 games. Forward Louis Bedone earned the team's Outstanding Freshman Award. Bedone was third on the Lakers in points with 27 and ranked first among teammates in assists with 21. Junior forward Yuki Mura was named recipient of the Jim Howie Unsung Hero Award. Mura registered a career-high 14 points on 2 goals and 12 assists, also a career best. This year's most improved player for Laker hockey was awarded to senior forward Brendan McKay. In his senior season, McKay posted a career-high 4 goals as he appeared in all 41 games for the Lakers. Junior goaltender Rowan Bengert was received the Scholar Athlete Award in recognition of his academic achievements. Bengert, a mathematics major, had a 4.0 grade point average. And in his career, Bengert has been named to the LSSU Dean's List and WCHA All-Academic Team and a WCHA Scholar Athlete. Junior defenseman Lucas Cable was awarded the team's Most Valuable Defenseman Award. Cable, an alternate captain, played in all 41 games for the Lakers this season. The defenseman tied his previous career high in goals with 2, which included the game-tying goal against Bemidji State back on November 30th. And senior forward Max Humitz received the Most Valuable Forward Award, Most Valuable Player Award, and Sue Bluelarner Award. Humitz, who recently signed with the Grand Rapids Griffins of the American Hockey League, set a career high in goals with 22 and points with 35, while also adding 13 assists. So those were the Laker Hockey Awards, which were handed out. Well, I should say they were passed out maybe via mail. Or I don't know how they did it, actually, but congratulations to those Lakers, and the Lakers hopefully will be back on the ice in their final season in the WCHA come next October. Sioux Michigan native and former Sioux High Blue Devil hockey player senior Abby Rock of Wisconsin was one of 4 WCHA players on the 2019-2020 All-American team released this past week by the American Hockey Coaches Association. So congratulations to Rock, who was also a top 3 finalist for the 2020 Patty Kazmir Memorial Award, as Rock became the 13th player in school history to be named a first-team All-American. The WCHA Player of the Year saved her best season for last as she recorded a career high in goals with 26, points with 58, while matching her best mark of 32 assists. All 3 of those marks ranked top 10 in the country. As far as high school sports coming up in spring, right now there has not been any official cancellation for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. However, it does appear that the school year is in jeopardy locally. Parents received an email today from Sioux Michigan Public Schools Superintendent Tim Hall talking about their procedures. It's expected this week that Governor Gretchen Whitmer may cancel the rest of the season due to the coronavirus. I should say cancel the rest of the school year. And so obviously that would bring spring sports in jeopardy. Right now the MHSAA has suspended activities through April 13th, but by all accounts this is going to go for a while. And doesn't look like we're going to get any spring sports in. And going into summer, you know, it's sign-up season for youth soccer and baseball and softball. That's in jeopardy too. We're just going to have to abide by the health regulations that are recommended by the experts. Stay inside, stay away from people. Don't go out if you don't have to, and avoid large groups. That's the best way you can combat this coronavirus, and that's certainly what we're doing here in the Nason household, and hopefully you are doing that as well. We're going to take a break here on The Game. We come back, we'll be joined by Butch Davis from Butch on Sports. That's coming up next on The Game here on thegamesportsshow.com.
Let's get back to the Twin Sioux's only local, regional, and national sports show. Let's get back to The Game on ESPN 1400.
Welcome back to The Game, sponsored by ESPN 1400 and heard online at thegamesportshow.com and thegamesportshow.podbean.com. Scott Nason with you. Unfortunately, we're not able to connect with Butch Davis tonight from Butch on Sports, but you can hear his latest edition of Butch on Sports from Sunday night and hopefully one from this upcoming week on his own podcast page, Simply Butch 2. That's TOO.podomatic.com. We also put his shows on our website, thegamesportshow.com. So just myself for the roundtable. Let's kind of look at some of the sports news that has happened over the last 48 hours. One of the things that has happened with the NFL is the expanded NFL playoffs, as the owners voted to expand the playoff field in the upcoming season to 14 teams. Also, NFL executives are planning for the season to start on time at this point. That's, of course, the NFL. And so what's going to happen with the postseason is that the NFL has added two wild card spots. So now there will be three wild card teams in the NFC and another three in the AFC for a total of seven playoff teams per conference. So this will result in six wild card games to be played in back-to-back triple headers. How about that? During Wild Card Weekend, which will be next January 9th and 10th. And then you will have the 7 seeds play the 2 seeds, the 6 seeds play the 3 seeds, and the 5 seeds play the 4 seeds. Again, those are all Wild Card games, with only the top team getting the bye. So no longer do you have the top 2 teams getting the bye. You're only going to have that top team. It's going to be pretty interesting to see how that all plays out. Last season, it would have been the Rams and Pittsburgh getting in. I don't know if it would have changed much as far as what happened in the playoffs, but I like it. I like the fact that there's a little more chance that the Detroit Lions make the playoffs, although there's not much of one next year, in my opinion. But I think it's a good move for the NFL. I like back-to-back triple headers for that first weekend, and then you still have double headers both the next weekend and then the conference championship. So NFL made a smart move, in my opinion, and it means more money, means more revenue. Yes, it means that potentially you have an 8-8 team that could get in, that could play for the Super Bowl. But you know what? In the old playoff system, you had that as well. You had some 7-9 teams that got in because they win the divisions. And so I'm really not thinking it's not going to water down the product too much. I think it's not a bad deal at all. And hey, it's more football, and I am okay with that. Other news from today, no symptoms for the LA Lakers after their 2-week quarantine from the coronavirus, so that certainly is good news there. We did see the main owner of the New York Knicks, James Dolan. He came down with the coronavirus, and it's something that's hitting all walks of life, sports, entertainment, media. This is something that we're going to have to defeat together, and hopefully that will happen very soon. NCAA has granted an extra year of eligibility for spring athletes. The NCAA Division I Council voted yesterday to grant an extra year of eligibility to all student athletes in spring sports whose seasons were canceled because of the coronavirus. The NCAA's decision will extend the eligibility of all spring sports student athletes, not just seniors, whose careers would have ended after the cancellation of their seasons, and will allow schools to expand their rosters beyond current scholarship limits to account for incoming recruits and seniors who are expected to leave. The NCAA will leave it up to each school to decide whether to grant seniors in spring sports less or equal financial aid next season compared to what they received this year. The NCAA said in a statement that the financial aid flexibility applies only to student athletes who would have exhausted their eligibility in 2019 and 2020. So these are the sports that are included in this: baseball, softball, tennis, golf, outdoor track and field, among many others. The decision does not include winter sports such as basketball, hockey, swimming, and gymnastics. So I think that's a good move by the NCAA, and I would like to see that happen with other sports, namely junior hockey. We mentioned that last week, talking about many of these 20-year-olds that won't get a chance to you know, in many cases, their final season, get a chance to play for a Memorial Cup or a Dudley Hewitt Cup or an RBC Cup or any sort of cup. It's going to be hard to do in a lot of leagues, but I really hope that Hockey Canada looks at extending that, and even USA Hockey for those 20-year-olds that didn't get a chance to complete the season. Give another year of hockey. 21-year-olds, not a big deal. I think that would be an excellent move by those officials. Well, China, of course, they are the source of this pandemic, the coronavirus, and they have been pretty much on lockdown since late January, and, well, now they're starting to see the other side of it, or so it seems, and they're looking at resuming professional sports, and the NBA is eyeing this one up a lot. And today, a bit of a setback as the Chinese government issued an order Tuesday delaying the restart of the Chinese Basketball Association along with other group sporting events. This according to ESPN. The General Administration of Sport, the body that issued the order, gave no timetable for when it plans to lift the new restriction. The Chinese Basketball Association had been making plans to split its 20 teams and send them to two cities to play each other in empty arenas within a month, a plan that the NBA might consider down the road. So China doesn't look like they are going to get their sports going anytime soon. And of course, here in the United States, we know that that's going to be a lot to have here, especially I think the smaller venues. As Dave and I were talking about on his show last week, I can see one of the first sports getting back would be soccer, because just of the large venues, the open air, even baseball, you know, it's still pretty confined. I think you're going to see sports come back without fans at some point. If I had to put a guess on it, and again, this is just a guess because of what's going on, I just can't imagine we're going to see any live sports in this country, at least until the end of June. And I think I'm being a little optimistic in that. I hope I'm wrong, but my gut's been pretty right about this whole thing throughout, and unfortunately, I think I'm going to be right in this case. But hey, I've been wrong before. We'll just have to see what happens. The Tokyo Olympics, which were scheduled for this year, were canceled, and they have rescheduled the Tokyo Olympics for 2021. As Tokyo organizers said yesterday, the opening ceremony will take place on July 23rd, 2021, almost 1 year after the games were due to start this year. The games were scheduled to open July 24th and close August 9th, but the one-year delay will see the closing ceremony on August 8th. There had been talk of switching the Olympics to the spring, but that would coincide with many things, including other sports league. And boy, this is going to cost a lot of money to try to get this thing going, and we'll just have to see if the organizers in Tokyo can get that going. But Japan has already spent $12.6 billion to organize the Olympics. However, many officials in the Japanese government say that cost could double, and it's just not a good situation to host the Olympics this year. Well, it's not a good situation to host any sports this year, as everything's canceled right now. Almost everything, and I saved the best for last. I don't know if you want to call this the best, but there is one country and one professional league that is still playing live games, as they are calling themselves the last league standing. Pro sports have been canceled throughout the globe except in Belarus. The Belarusian Premier League is still going, and they don't plan on canceling any matches. This is a league that really hasn't been known to soccer fans, but boy, they're sure getting known now, as now 10 different countries are starting to broadcast their Premier League soccer, including Russia, Ukraine, and Israel. Belarus has 150 confirmed cases of the coronavirus, but they haven't done a whole lot as far as social distancing or trying to contain the virus. In fact, President Alexander Lukashenko, who played ice hockey over the weekend in a packed stadium in Minsk, has called the fears about the virus a psychosis and advised people to instead hit the sauna and drink vodka. I don't mind that part right there. However, I'm going to keep my social distancing there, President. No pun intended, or no offense. Grocery stores, restaurants, bars, and other businesses remain opened in Belarus. Lukashenko says it's better to die standing than to live on your knees. Again, this is a quote from the Belarusian president. So if you want to find live sports right now, we have WrestleMania coming up, although it won't be live. WrestleMania will be next weekend. go to Belarus, or at least call your cable provider and see if they can put your Belarusian Premier League soccer on there. Now, I'm a big soccer guy. Don't think I'm going to be watching that one at all. And as I mentioned, the WrestleMania will be going on according to plan. Well, not quite according to plan. WrestleMania 36, which was scheduled to be at the Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida. And I'll be at the WWE Performance Center. Roman Reigns has pulled out of the title match against Goldberg. And so I know that's going to disappoint many people, although I think a lot of people will be pretty happy about that, actually. Roman Reigns, not exactly the most beloved figure in WWE. He's had some health issues, but there are some other matches that are going on. The WWE Championship, Brock Lesnar will take on Drew McIntyre for the Universal Championship. As I mentioned, Goldberg, don't know who he's taking on as of yet. Edge, yes, Edge is back. He'll take on Randy Orton in the Last Man Standing match. You have John Cena versus The Fiend, Bray Wyatt, in the Firefly Funhouse match. The Raw Women's Championship match sees Becky Lynch taking on Shayna Baszler. NXT Women's Championship sees Rhea Ripley taking on Charlotte Flair. The SmackDown Women's Championship, Bayley is taking on Lacey Evans and Tamina and Naomi and Sasha Banks. You have a Boneyard match with The Undertaker. Yes, The Undertaker's still wrestling. He'll take on AJ Styles. You have Kevin Owens against Seth Rollins. Sami Zayn against Daniel Bryan. Among many other matches. And again, this is going to be a two-day event going on this Saturday and Sunday at the WWE Performance Center. 7 o'clock start time for both. I know Rob Gronkowski's going to be heavily involved with the broadcast. And, well, if you're not watching anything, there's not a whole lot of live sports to watch. Check that out this weekend, WrestleMania 36. And one other sports note before we end this show, the 10-part series, the 10-hour series on the Chicago Bulls 97-98 season was scheduled for ABC in June. They're moving that up to April, so check that out. I think it starts April 17th. It was the Bulls' last championship season, 10 hours of unaired footage. I'm looking forward to that. Obviously, a Pistons fan, looking back at the Bulls' run, it was fun to watch the NBA in the 80s and 90s because you had a passing of the torch. You had the Lakers and Celtics battling. Celtics kind of won a few of the early ones, then the Lakers won, and then the Pistons knocked off the Celtics and the Lakers, and they won a few, and then the Pistons knocked off the Bulls, and then the Bulls knocked off the Pistons, and they won a few. So it's going to be very interesting to see. Not a Bulls fan, but I'll tell you what, Michael Jordan, I'd put him up against anybody as the best in the NBA, and that includes all the pretenders that are trying to wear the crown now. None of them can compare to old MJ. Well, thumbs up and thumbs down for the week. Thumbs down to those that are still not taking this coronavirus pandemic serious enough. I was at work by myself today, as I am still deemed an essential worker, and I happen to be doing some paperwork looking outside. There's a group of about 12 guys walking down the street. Almost thought they were holding hands, and maybe they were. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but practice social distancing, get away from people, and do what is expected. You don't need to line up 10 deep at Dairy Queen, and that's no offense to Dairy Queen, but stop it, okay? We got to get through this. We have one confirmed case in Chippewa County as of today. This resident apparently hasn't been here in a few months or weeks. And, well, we're going to see some cases. There's probably already some cases now. So, everybody, please, I encourage you to take part in the social distancing until this is over. I know it's boring at times, but, hey, it's better than the alternative. And thumbs up to all the healthcare providers, those that are working right now, that have to work, that are on the front lines. We're talking the grocery store employees. We're talking the gas station employees. We're talking those that, you know, are participating in restaurants. You're out there providing services, and we do appreciate it. And, of course, all those in the healthcare field, the nurses, the staff, the receptionists, the doctors, you're our frontline heroes right now. You're the ones that are basically going out of the boat, facing the gunfire, if you will. And we do appreciate that. And please, everybody, be safe out there. And if I could, one more thing here. I know this isn't sports related, but don't watch too much news. I've been guilty of it a few times here over the last few weeks, and it just has a way to weigh on you. Find something fun to do. Hey, play Sims 4. That's a pretty good game, I'm told. Play some video games. Play FIFA. Read a book. Spend time with your family, and we will get through this. That's going to do it for this abbreviated version of the game. We'll try to have another show either later this week or next week. If you're looking for more sports content, I encourage you to go to our website, thegamesportsshow.com, or thegamesportsshow.podbean.com. That includes our shows here, along with our good friend Dave McKeg from Sioux, Ontario, Butch Davis from Metro Detroit, EJ Russell, and a cast of thousands. Until the next time, stay safe, everyone, and we'll talk to you on our next edition of The Game here on thegamesportsshow.com.
Thanks for listening to The Game here on ESPN 1400, WKNW, Sioux St. Marie's sports leader. Check us out next Monday at 6 for the Twin Sioux's only local, regional, and national sports show. You can hear the podcast of the show and other broadcasts at thegamesportsshow.com.